Okay, we're back on, we're back in our meeting again. Still have a quorum. The tape's been changed. A couple of questions that we just talked about. Number one, how do we go about assigning people to be on, to select a committee? And I do think, though, when we set up these committees, we need to set them up into what we call food groups. I call them food groups in the Florida House, so they don't meet on at the same time as the House and Senate always, because you have some members who are on more than one committee. I think we should set them up along those lines, but also I think at the next commission meeting, I think we should suggest that each commission member have a committee that he or she wishes to serve on, if more than one. Should we restrict it to one committee or give a member more than one committee? Now, Randy, you can't be in every committee now. Okay. I'm kidding. Jacinta? Jacinta?
What about allowing people to select their top two or three?
Yeah. Why don't you rank, we will suggest to commission members that they rank their top two committees that they would like to serve on. And then we can, based upon that, myself and the executive director can figure out who wants to be which committees. The only problem we're going to have there is everybody wants to be on one, then we're going to have to make some changes and so on. But I think ultimately it's sort of like in the House and Senate, you know, the Senate president and the speaker ultimately determine who's going to be in what committee, because someone has to make a decision. So I would suggest that that the commission allow the chairman and the executive director to make that decision. Martha Barnett?
That's certainly a good plan to me. I haven't given a lot of thought to whether you serve on one or more than one committee, and I'd like to think about that.
Okay.
I think it could be, some people may choose to only be on one, but I could certainly see a benefit in someone being on the tax committee, but also then involved and taking some of that knowledge and expertise that they get intimately looking at the tax F&T, maybe a particular
right
aspect of it, and applying that to some of either the revenue needs or how the state spends money. So I think there could be a benefit if someone has the time and energy to serve on two committees. But then again, it just may not work efficiently for the commission. So I'd like to at least ask you to hold on that
sure.
until we
okay.
have a chance to think a little bit more about it.
And we'll decide if the next, I mean, again, we're early in the process, and I'm trying to catch on to the Senate, you know, and be deliberative. I want to climb as many mountains as I can, but I do think that we'll kick that around, but let's make a decision at the next commission meeting.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes, sir. Bruce Kyle.
Yeah, I think we should, though, agree that you should. The bottom line is that if many people apply to one spot and they rank them, that you as the chairman, you know, have the authority to just assign people. Be sure that things are
right.
You don't have two people on one committee and 10 on another, as well as assigning the chairmanships of those committees.
Okay. Again, we've got a couple of weeks to kick that around, so we'll decide that at the next meeting.
So for the meeting April 13th, we recommend the committee structure and what Judge Kyle just said, that the chair determine the membership, and that the members will be asked in a letter to request their top one or two or three choices, and then you can at that point see where you are and determine further about memberships. And
we'll have to know immediately after the meeting at that point.
Yeah.
Jacinta?
Is there a difference in committee type when we look at the organizational committee and style and drafting? They're serving more administrative functions. With the other more substantive committees like governmental service, plan, budget, procedures, and finance and tax, those seem to be substantive committees.
Those are the meaty committees.
Are we asking people to make a choice of those four committees?
I'm thinking the four. Then I'll draft somebody. No, I'll force some of you folks to be on the other committees. Right.
If you're on this one, you don't have to be on the drafting staff.
That is what the drafting meant, when I can draft you to be on the...
No. Right. I think you would just make the request on the substantive committees with the idea that organizational rules management committee, coordinating committee, and the style and drafting is something that you may not have that many, or you may, depending on the interests of you, that might be a whole nother ball game there.
But Randy Miller? Mr. Chair, one thing I did want to clarify is that you will make the appointment of the chairman before next, during the next committee meeting. So
that's
you
correct.
You will decide.
Commission meeting.
Right. So you will make that that selection, as well as the committee members.
I think.
Before April 13th?
No, by April 13th.
Either on that date. I don't know who is interested in it, but if not on the 13th, then shortly thereafter.
But I think if we have a letter going out to the members and asking them to express their interest in committees, at some point we're going to have to speed up the pace. I think we're just going to have to start demanding, putting certain deadlines out there. By such and such a day, you need to tell me what committees you want to serve on,
and if
I'm
you want
to assign you.
And if you want to chair a committee.
Exactly.
And if you want to chair a committee. So we can, hopefully a couple days after that April 13th meeting, we'll have committee structure. We have the structure now. We'll have committee members in place along with the chairman.
Right.
Or chairperson. Jacinta?
I know that part of our output will be any proposed amendments to the Constitution.
That's part of it.
Are we also considering drafting a report with recommendations?
Yes. I think, as was outlined by the governor's office at our meeting a couple of weeks ago, I think they had several recommendations that made the legislature. Some of them were in fact, placed in the statutes ultimately. And so, certainly, and it needs to be a well-thought-out and well-drafted document that is completed, in addition to the proposed constitutional amendments, if any, that we suggest. What about rules? Did you have a proposed set of rules, Carolyn, that we want to abide by?
They're in everyone's notebooks, but I brought an extra set.
If I might, Mr. Chair, are these the rules that they had last time? These are best verbatim what... maybe what you do is, unless you see before April 13th, Mr. Chairman, unless you see some glaring things, that we just adopt those rules with the idea that, you know, when you get functioning, you might have some amendments or changes as necessary.
Well, we're operating under, technically, I think, Robert's Rules of Order now, and we seem to be doing pretty good. So my suggestion was going to be that we, for the short run at least, adopt for the next, subject to the commission's approval, that we adopt the 1990 rules that were put in place. Martha Barnett, hold on just a second.
I haven't read these, I confess, since 1990. But
did they work the last time?
They seem to work all right, but the only reason I paused to speak a minute is the Constitution Revision Commission did make some changes in the structure of the Taxation and Budget Reform Commission that were adopted by the 1998 Constitutional Revision Commission. I think one of the changes went to the vote that was required to put anything on the ballot by the TBRC, but there may have been other changes. So that motion is fine, subject to somebody making sure it complies with the changes to
current. Martha, we have another committee of one. I'm going to recommend this committee that, because of her experience and her sharp legal background, that Martha Barnett be tasked with coming up with some rules that we will hopefully adopt at the next meeting.
And these probably
good guidelines.
Do that, but it's to double check that.
Absolutely.
There's not some differential.
And my thoughts, members, are that if you have some other ideas and suggestions that deviate from the 1990 and the 97 Revision Commission, that you make those notes. But just let us know what changes that you've suggested.
Okay. Can we coordinate that through Carolyn then?
Yes, we will. We will do that. Are there objections to that occurring?
I don't have an objection to it, but I hate to see Martha serving on such a tedious committee all by herself.
Well, Jacinta, you just got appointed to it.
Glad to join her on that.
you're on. I assume that's okay with Martha Barnett. Okay, that's a committee of two. Is there objection? Seeing none, the motion passes. Okay, other housekeeping issues. We've talked about the master calendar. We know when the next meeting is. We've come up with an overall structure. We've gotten quite a bit accomplished today. I'm happy. Any other comments out there? Randy Miller, you're recognized.
I think we're going to have to deal, Mr. Chairman, with the issue of lobbying and how this commission would require a registration activity or just what we want to do.
Yes, I would suggest that the commission, this committee, assign me the power to hire an outside counsel to look into whether or not, you will recall that Phil Claypool with the Ethics Commission had some concerns, and I would suggest this committee empower me to hire an attorney to look into your responsibilities and your liabilities.
I'll make that.
There's a motion and a second. Does anyone object to that? Okay, motion carries. And we will have a determination by the commission meeting. I think we talked about that at the original meeting, that the next one we'd have that worked out. Very good point. Carolyn, is there any other housekeeping that we need to, that we know we have to get done today?
The other issue that actually Department of Revenue brought up as the administrative agency and the governor's office brought up as well would be to consider the code of ethics that all state employees now have been asked to sign as maybe applying to any staff that this commission hire. As far as a code of ethics for the commission members themselves, of course, that would be up to you all to determine. But I was asked to pass that along for your consideration.
Jim Scott?
I would suggest that be referred to the council. But one of the things that we have to keep in mind is that this commission recommends to the voters, has no power to pass any laws or take any actions or award any contracts or whatever. So I think they need to, not that I'm saying it shouldn't be that for the staff, but I just think that the council should review, this, how everything should be handled, including the staff.
If that's in the form of a motion, is there a second?
Second.
Okay. Any objection to the motion? Motion carries. Any other housekeeping that we can think of? Patricia, did you?
I got a question.
John McKay, you're recognized.
How do you plan on determining which consultants and to be specific, which economists can advise us as to the as proper recommendations of the commission? For example, I would like to see some economists that have not been involved in the political, in any kind of political activity in Tallahassee previously, go through a comprehensive review of the tax system, and I'm sure that one could make a similar case for a comprehensive review of the spending activities of the state too. So how and when would you expect that we would select those expert consultants?
I really haven't personally put much thought into that issue. I think we're in the organizational stage right now. Does anyone have any comments on that?
Mr. Chair, the University of Florida has a very good econometrics area down there. I think it's something we should look at, is tasking them.
I can't hear you, Randy.
I said the University of Florida had a very influential, I think, and thorough group that could do that kind of work.
I think as we move forward,
recognize I am not a gator.
I think we should give that that suggestion some thought. I haven't really addressed it, John, and I think over the next couple of weeks before the next commission meeting, we all think about that issue.
Well, should those consultants been selected by you and the executive director, should be they be respective contracted with or selected by the various committees or the commission as a whole, are questions I would think the commission and should consider.
Martha Barnett.
John, I would say that on any kind of hiring of a consultant, that ought to be ultimately rest with the chair of the commission. We've got a lot of money for major contracted services, and I think that that's part of the responsibility of the chair. Maybe he can delegate that to the executive director in some circumstances, but I'm not sure that committee chairs should assume that authority.
Well, I would agree with that. The reason I'm bringing this up now is because we have such a short time frame, only 13 months. I wonder if I would say we have to put the selection of those expert consultants on the front burner if we're going to get anything meaningful back from them on a timely basis.
I think you could be correct, although when you wave some money in front of those consultants, they tend to move pretty quick, but that's certainly something that we can look into. My instincts tell me that you know, with 25 people, it's very difficult for us to hire every consultant by, you know, majority vote. I don't want to be heavy-handed and say I'll make all those decisions, but I respect what Martha Barnett said, and I think it's something we can kick around for the next couple of weeks.
I don't object to you hiring them. I just want to see us get going, because if we deliberate from this too long, they won't be able to get us.
Good point.
Bag the information in order for us to take recommended actions. And as someone else said, if we decide we want to hold public meetings around the state, we've got even less time.
Good point, John. Mike Hogan?
Mr. Chairman, would you be willing to maybe in your letter to the full commission about the next meeting where they are going to exercise their rights to share with you what committee they'd like to serve on, perhaps at that time they could provide you with some names of some economists or some folks that they might think are experts that might be able to help us, and so you'll have a full slate of information from them.
Jim Scott.
Well, first of all, I think the ultimate decision that the chairman should make, I would expect there would be, you know, some consultation at least with this committee, perhaps. But I don't know that we really want to send out with the first letter now. Tell us all your consultants. I'd like to get us going. We don't even know exactly, although we have our outline from the Constitution, like Martha was discussing earlier, what subject matter we're going to focus on and so forth like that. So I would say that the chair has to ultimately make this decision, but I'm sure they would take input from whoever, the members of the commission.
Okay, point well taken, Senator McKay. Any more ideas or thoughts? Anybody on the telephone have any further discussion about rules or the organizational structure, committee structure, et cetera? Anyone in here have any thoughts? Okay, just in closing remarks, we have set the next meeting of the commission. With respect to the next meeting of this organizational slash, I like that name, coordinating committee, I think we established that meeting date at the next commission meeting, because we're not sure how much we might get a lot of these organizational things completed at the actual commission meeting in 2 weeks. Randy Miller?
Mr. Chairman, do you think it might be advisable to have some kind of briefing at the next meeting, and maybe we could have the Department of Revenue come in and talk about generally the overall tax structure of the state, including including local government, how government is funded in this state of Florida at this point in time. It shouldn't take, it shouldn't take a whole lot of time, but I think a good hour briefing might be good for some of the members of the commission who are not as familiar overall with the tax structure. I know Martha and I am, and several of you are, but there are those that are not.
I think it's a good idea. I think we'll all learn. I know in the legislative process, we always had, you know, appropriations 101, where we briefed the freshmen on how the budget works. And frankly, I always learned something at every one of those meetings because I would go to them just to get back up to speed. So I think it's a great idea. And Carolyn, if you can get in touch with Jim Zingali at the, unless you want to, Randy, I'll let you coordinate with Carolyn, if you would please, with Randy Miller to arrange for that. About
I
a 1 hour.
Reached out to them and
oh, good.
Them that might be a possibility. So
oh, good.
He has a taxes 101.
Good. Mm-hmm. Martha Barnett?
Along the same lines, the other side of the taxes 101 is spending.
Spending
101. And I think that is often much more complicated and obscure in some ways than the tax system. So that might be something to do as well.
Senator Scott.
Yeah, I think that fits well with the fact that we got to get going here with our time frame is to have something at least, and you can get the current state stature of what the budget committees and all the changes that have happened in the last few years and what, how it works, and have the handouts, and so that'll help focus on both, you know, taxes and spending. That's good.
In fact, when we're talking to Jim Zingali, who runs the Department of Revenue, maybe he could expand to not just tax but also spend, Randy?
It may be the legislative
staff.
He
can do both.
Yeah.
Or maybe.
He could do both, as a matter of fact. But I think some of it might have to change. I think we can coordinate with the staff.
But you'll take care of that, you and Carolyn?
Yeah.
Okay. Jacinta?
One of the things I noticed in my reading was that there has been a focus on performance-based budgeting
mm-hmm.
in the state. I couldn't determine whether it was still in place, but if we could just, I would just like to have some information on that because it seemed to be rather holistic in its approach to spending and the budgeting.
Yeah. Then we'll have somebody who can also brief the commission on performance-based budget, and perhaps Carolyn, someone from the governor's office could do that. That's a good idea. Any other, anything for the good of the order here? I do want to thank Carolyn Timmon for working so hard for the last 2 weeks. I will tell you that she has put weekends in and evenings in, and I'm grateful to you and to the governor for him lending it to us. Very good. Very, very good. Anything else?
Good job, Mr. Chairman, and nice. Carolyn also. I think we're off and running here.
Without objection, show the meeting adjourned.
You can't steal her away, can you? I might create a little ill will there somewhere. But
what was this, Carolyn? Just a
Texas. We have a whole website.
They have a website. Is it listed on
there? I'll send the link out to everyone.